Who's Uzbekistan? Where's Uzbekistan? Why Uzbekistan? How's Uzbekistan? Beck is in Uzbekistan. What's going good and what's going bad? As she's live from Tashkent, Uzbekistan, in the heart of Central Asia. Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum-bum. Here we are on a beautiful, hot Sunday morning on May 25. What am I excited about? What am I puzzled by? And how long do I plan to stay? Well, I have just returned from the Silk Road City excursion that the three big Silk Road cities in Uzbekistan are Samarkand, Bukhara, and Hiva. My first year here, I went to Hiva, but I had never been to the other two until now. So spent 2 nights, 3 days in the Silk Road city of Samarkand. It's the second largest city in Uzbekistan, and it was formerly the capital before Tashkent was. So kind of a big, sprawling historical city. So I am very excited that I got to see the national treasure, and it is fascinating to think the mausoleums and the registron and were all built in the 1400s, and then sort of over time kind of left in disrepair, and then in the 1900s were, you know, refurbished and, you know, maybe then established as UNESCO sites, I'm pretty sure. I'm not exactly sure of the year. And, you know, then, you know, established, you know, as a tourist destination. So, you know, it was neat to see. I was also fascinated by the amount of tourists there. Everyone had told me that this was like the tourist location, and it really is. I could not believe how many European tourists there were, like big tour groups from Spain and Italy and Germany, and just loads and loads and loads of Europeans. Maybe some other Chinese groups also, and other tourists from other parts of the world. So, you know, good people watching, and I enjoyed all of that tremendously. Also notable that the level of English spoken where we were was extremely high. And like, I don't mean a little chit-chatty English, hey, can I take your order, hey, your room is ready. No, had like full, fluent, competent English. You know, because, you know, tourism is the industry there. So I thought that was extremely interesting. Yeah, so, and the main benefit of this trip is people are constantly asking me if I've been to Samarkand, and so now I can say yes. But yeah, you know, nice little jaunt and historical excursion. So, moving on to what am I puzzled by? Sort of two halves here. So I went by fast train to Samarkand, and it was fantastic. It's comfortable, 2.5 hours. I think the slow train is 4 hours. And, you know, is this remarkably simple process, you know, walk in the train station, throw your bag on a scanner, walk out to the platform, show your ticket, you know, when you get on, fast, efficient, on time, like to the minute. So yeah, it was this wonderfully, wonderfully efficient and comfortable way to travel. I thought the tickets were expensive because I had to pay the foreigner price, and there's not that many trains available, and they sell out, so the tickets have to be booked well in advance. And that's like the only thing in this country that's like that. Everything else can always be worked out at the last minute here. So, yeah, so my puzzling question is, I just wish there were more trains. Yeah, at more convenient times, cheaper, but mainly just more of them so more people could, you know, capitalize on this opportunity. More trains, yes, more trains, because they are so wonderful. And not necessarily related to Uzbekistan, more about where I am from is, and obviously I'm American, that, like, you know, we stayed in a little, you know, hotel just, you know, right down the road from the Registan, a little 5-minute walk to its most noticeable tourist attraction. And, you know, like here in Tashkent, there's just boatloads of these little family-owned, you know, little small hotels. And, you know, that are very, very in price, you know, and maybe be a little bit high in terms of the local economy. But for tourists, I think are, you know, very reasonably priced. And, you know, are just everywhere. And so our hotel was about $50 a night. You know, it was older. I would say the facilities were, you know, maybe of average quality, but certainly sufficient for our needs. And most importantly, location, 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 that it was, you know, right across the street from the main attraction. So, where I'm puzzled and saddened and disappointed is that traveling like that is not an option in America, that there are just very few youth hostels, very few privately owned hotels, and, you know, that so much traveling has to happen by these big chain hotels, you know, that, I mean, we'll say average price of $200 a night, you know, that had big price increases after the pandemic that have not gone down. And, you know, I mean, even looking at the, I don't even like to say the name because I'm so anti, but, you know, the website where you can, you know, privately own something and rent it night by night, wink, wink, nod, nod. I'm very anti because it became such a corporation and ruined the charms of neighborhoods. And the prices became so high that it, like, instead of it becoming an opportunity to rent out your house or a room, you know, people just capitalized it and just kind of spoiled it. So I'm very anti that website also. So the point being, I'm puzzled and disappointed that there are not better budget traveling options in America in the way that there are, you know, in Europe and Asia and South America and other parts of the world. So I'm grateful for these opportunities here. And it's just, and I know in America there is some of that, you know, some major cities will have some hostels and things, but I just certainly wish there were more of that in my home country so that more people could see that more easily. Yeah, I think that is the highlight reel of the SummerCon excursion. So, how long do I plan to stay? Dun, 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 dun. 2 weeks from today, I'll be on my way home. Is it a summer trip or is it a permanent trip? Things are certainly lots of things to be excited about here in Tashkent and enjoying many, many things here. So, whoever you are, wherever you're listening, I've picked up a new listener. Is a graduate of the Naval Academy. I think he's listening to some earlier seasons, though. But if you're walking your dog in Central North Carolina, or if you're in Bremerton, Washington, or Uzbekistan, or Turkey, or Germany, or anywhere else in this wide world wanting more information about Uzbekistan, I'm happy that you're listening because I love living here, and I'm happy to share my experience with people. Thank you for listening.